It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Mission Valley a special place. Today's edition of the Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And with this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
Morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Not too bad, Jim. How you doing?
Oh, pretty decent. Pretty decent. 18 degrees outside right now as we continue our move toward a little bit warmer weather here in the Nishna Valley. Not quite so cold as we've had here in recent days. Next week, week and a half or so, should be fairly decent outside, a little above normal temperatures, and I think we're all ready for that. Kendall Warren is in the studios with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got 5 used electric ranges, one double oven near new. Got an electric room air conditioner, practically new. A couple of used microwave hood combinations. Used built-in dishwasher, have 2 of those to select from. Got several used gas and electric clothes dryers, one's a match washer-dryer set. Got 3 used refrigerators with a top freezer and one large capacity side-by-side. And a Maytag drying center that we've had too long, priced for quick sale. Got new freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 22 cubic foot. Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Water heaters, gas, and electric. They're made in the United States. They carry a 6-year tank warranty. When we deliver, install, haul the old heater away. Take care of that service if it's needed. Got water softeners by Luxury, also an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness. You can properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, as the weather starts to get a little bit nicer outside, folks we're starting to think a little bit more about outdoor events and activities, some things maybe we can do outside to satisfy that urge to get out from that cabin fever that we so get during the winter season. Well, this weekend, we talked last week with Tom Hamilton, who is with the Pottawatomie County Pheasants Forever, talked a little bit about the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo, which is going on this weekend, starting tomorrow. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. And oh, by the way, I got a 4-pack of tickets sitting here, too, if someone would like to pick those up. We'll just go ahead and make it easy. Take the first caller here at 243-3920 or 800-283-5526. And Mark will get you hooked up with a 4-pack of tickets for that event coming up this weekend. And I see he's already on the phone, so I'm guessing he already has a winner there, so that didn't take very long. But we do have lots of things going on over there. The RV, the Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo goes on this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The hours Friday are from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, it'll be an all-day sucker. That'll be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, they'll wind it down with a 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. show. Now, the regular price on those tickets is $9 for adults and $3 for children 15 and under. They do offer free parking, which is always a big draw. If you've ever been anywhere for anything anymore, it costs to park. It usually costs a lot to park in some places. Try going to an NFL game or a Major League Baseball game or what have you. Yeah, it's not a cheap venture. Gosh, remember you used to take the kids to something, have a good time, and it didn't cost you all that much money? You better have a lot of Benjamins in your pocket. They had some of those major events nowadays. Well, not so much unless you look to pick up a few fun things at the RV and Boat Show. But they have a lot of different types of activities going on there. This is their 13th year of doing this particular activity. And they try to, as Tom mentioned, they try to make it a family event. There are all kinds of things to keep the kids busy as well. They have different interactive games, some other things that will be going on, a trout pond that they have set up, and some different types of activities. It's a family-friendly event. They always do a lot of different things like that. Try to make it as fun for as many people as they possibly can. So that's one of the reasons we had a 4-pack of tickets there. Oh, hey, guess what? We got another 4-pack of tickets there, too. Look at that. I tell you what, we'll just make it easy. We'll take the first caller again. Somebody different than the last person, but we'll go ahead and just take the first caller once again, 243-3920. Or 800-283-5526. And again, Mark will hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets for the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. If you're an outdoorsman or you know some folks who are, and load up the car and head on over and have some fun here this weekend and maybe pick up a few hints and notes about some stuff. Of course, now they have over 100 different booths and things going on at that show as well, so you have a lot of opportunity to check out some of the latest gear and gadgets and things. There are all kinds of opportunities to check out, well, obviously, hunting gear, fishing gear, RVs, boats, things like that. They also, in the upper level, have a whole bunch of tables as they have a gun show going on at the same time as part of that, too. So a lot of opportunity for folks who have all kinds of different interests and things. But they also have different types of sessions going on during that, too. They'll have a number of speakers during the course of the show over the weekend, including Doug Burns, an Iowa fishing expert, Steve Rice, who's the Top Gun dog trainer. So they'll have a dog training event. You can learn a little bit how to train the dog and help out with that hunting experience. And also Ben Garver, a walleye expert, and Brian Mellage, a catfish hunter, will all be on hand to share some of their experiences and some tips and things. For the kids, we mentioned there'll also be a Daisy BB gun shooting gallery. So opportunity for you to have all kinds of different experiences over the weekend and some different things going on at different times during the course of that event. And we had two winners already. We gave away two four-packs. Really? That's pretty good. I wish we had a third four-pack. Oh, wait a second. We do. Well, lucky for us. Well, why don't we just go ahead and take the first caller again? We'll just take the first caller one more time, and we'll have that'll be our final four-pack of tickets then. Well, I was going to give you the phone number, but somebody's already on the line. Beat me to it already. Well, there you go. So I guess we've gotten the tickets given away here, and we'll let you know who the winners are here in just a little bit. But glad that we can get those tickets in the hands of some folks that will have some fun with those then, too, here this weekend and have an opportunity to get out. And it's nice with a four-pack of tickets this morning, too. That way we have a chance to, you know, it's kind of fun when you go to these types of events to do it with family and friends. That's why they like to make it a family-friendly event. You know, it's the thing that's a lot more fun to go with as a group. So it's kind of nice that we were able to put those together as a four-pack for you, too, so you have some fun. We do have winners. All right, why don't you let me see those, and we'll let folks know who they are here. We have is it Peggy Manhart from Neola? All right, excellent. And Judy Anderson was a winner, and also Rick Mendenhall? Rick Mendenhall. All right, very good. Well, congratulations to the three of those folks for winning four packs of tickets. Now, by the way, you can pick those up here at the studio. If you need us to mail them out, it's getting kind of late for that. We can certainly attempt to do that, but it would probably be best at this late date if you could pick those up here at the studio somehow and get those tickets in your hands as quickly as possible because, well, you know how that goes. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We only have a few days left before you get out to get after those things. So hope you get a chance to get out and see some of the latest in campers and boats and some different things. Even if you're not in purchasing mood, it's always an opportunity to get out and compare and contrast. You know, sometimes it's difficult to get out and do that shopping and really get a good feel for some of those things unless you get a chance to go to a show like this. And, you know, it's really low pressure. You know what it's like when you go out to a showroom somewhere for big items like that. I mean, you know, you always kind of feel like it's more sales than it is information. And in this case, it's really more about information sometimes than it is sales. So opportunity to ask a lot of questions, to look over some things and see some things side by side, too. Certain things will meet your needs maybe a little bit better than other things, and you know what you need. So whether you're taking advantage of some of the seminars on fishing and hunting and dog training or some of the kids' activities, the trout pond, the Daisy BB gun shooting gallery, they have a kids' archery set up there, too, or you want to check out all those different things. They also, for the ladies, in addition to all the other stuff, because there are plenty of ladies that enjoy hunting, fishing, RVs, boats, things like that, they'll have crafts. There'll be opportunities to take a look at some high adventure trips, maybe how to book an opportunity to book that dream trip along with some other activities and things going on too. So again, that's the 13th River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. It's at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs this weekend, Friday, 9 p.m. to, I'm sorry, it's 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then also Saturday, it's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you didn't get in on the free tickets, you can get in still at a reasonable price. Again, the price at the door is $9 for adults, $3 for children 15 and under, And again, the benefit there too, you pull up, you park the car, you get out, you wander in. You never had to pay anybody to park the car. How rare is that these days? Hope you get a chance to enjoy all the activity there this weekend. And again, congratulations to Rick, Judy, and Peggy for winning those tickets this morning. Thanks for listening in, and hope you enjoy your trip over there to the Mid-American Center here this weekend, as we had a lot of fun being one of the folks helping to promote that event for them. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. We've been promoting things for Kendall for, well, I don't know, a couple of years now?
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, more than a few.
Yeah.
Tell us more about W&S.
Got lots of refrigerators in stock, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, with single top door or French door, and, of course, side-by-sides. We've got over 75 new units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Lots of gas and electric ranges, full line of freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG, tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are again made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. In addition, they have 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us at W&S. It's Thursday. The pot's on. The peanuts are out. And I'll be there till late this evening. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, again, congratulations to Rick, Judy, Peggy for winning those tickets to the Mid-America Center's presentation this weekend at the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. Hope you have a good time. A lot of good stuff over there. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.